Welcome to Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche, a book that will permanently change how you think about value, meaning, and what it means to be fully alive. It contains one idea so radical that most readers instinctively resist it, yet once it lands, it cannot be unfelt. Nietzsche, the philosopher who received a full university professorship at just 24 years old, before completing a single dissertation, spent years building toward this explosive vision. Thus Spoke Zarathustra carries the subtitle, A Book for All and None, and that paradox is entirely intentional. Nietzsche argues the ideas within are meant for all humanity, yet genuinely accessible only to those rare individuals who have undergone real self-overcoming. The book was written in four parts between 1883 and 1885, each composed in roughly 10 days of fierce creative urgency. Nietzsche's choice of the ancient Persian prophet Zoroaster as his literary mouthpiece is deliberately ironic. The historical Zarathustra is credited with introducing moral dualism, the division of good and evil, into civilization. Nietzsche's reimagined Zarathustra arrives specifically to correct and transcend that very error. The book is neither a conventional philosophical treatise nor a straightforward novel. Nietzsche considered it an entirely new hybrid form, part prose poem, part philosophical narrative, part mock prophetic scripture. He believed this form could communicate truths that systematic argumentation simply could not reach. The book's three central doctrines are introduced not as abstract propositions, but as existential challenges. The Übermensch is the human being who creates new values from strength, rather than inheriting old ones from tradition or resentment. Nietzsche contrasts this figure sharply with the last man, his satirical portrait of the comfort-seeking modern individual who has abandoned all aspiration toward greatness. The eternal recurrence. The thought that all events repeat infinitely functions not as a cosmological claim, but as a psychological test. The author asks, can you affirm life so completely that you would choose to live it again, exactly as it was, without a single alteration? The will to power, meanwhile, is not a drive toward domination over others, but toward self-overcoming, creativity, and expanding one's own capacities. The narrative opens with Zarathustra descending from 10 years of mountain solitude, resolved to share his wisdom. He encounters an old saint who still believes in God, and Zarathustra privately notes the man has not yet heard that God is dead. That declaration sets the philosophical stakes for everything that follows. In the marketplace of a town called the Motley Cow, Zarathustra attempts to teach the crowd about the Übermensch, but they remain indifferent. When he describes the last man instead, they cheer, revealing their own spiritual poverty in a single devastating moment. After a tightrope walker falls to his death, Zarathustra stays with the dying man and offers dignity rather than religious consolation, crystallizing his rejection of both otherworldly comfort and nihilistic despair. Part 1's speeches systematically dismantle inherited values and construct an affirmative philosophy in their place. On the Three Metamorphoses maps the spirit's journey from the camel, which bears tradition's weight, to the lion, which fights for freedom, to the child, who creates anew. Nietzsche closes part one with Zarathustra urging his disciples not to follow him, but to lose him and find themselves, a warning against discipleship encoded at the very heart of the work. Nietzsche wrote during a period of physical suffering, social isolation, and creative urgency. The text's alternating tones of exaltation and despair reflect that biographical pressure directly. This context is not incidental, it is inseparable from the philosophy itself.